Hello, anybody. This is Morgan for Monitor. Mel Allen coming up with the latest in sports. We'll visit Mesquite, Texas for the big Saturday night rodeo or rodeo, depending on how you like your horse flesh. And we want to take this opportunity of thanking a lady who wrote us this week, congratulating us on Monitor's 11th anniversary. Said she'd been listening for years. It's her favorite program. I listen all the time, she said, especially during the week. Something for the Saturday night crowd by a Mr. Sinatra.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown. Listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Downtown. Your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown. Listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright. Downtown. Downtown. Downtown.
When you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with no-dos.
Now I want you dads to meet the heads-up coach of our junior boys baseball team, Arnold Smedley. Arnold? Hey, Arnold!
When you can't afford to be dull, No-Doze Keep Alert tablets or new pleasant-tasting chewable No-Doze mints help keep you more naturally alert. Safe as coffee.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
In one moment, Mel Allen with Today in Sports. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Plymouth Fury, Belvedere, Valiant, Barracuda, Plymouth 66.
There goes another Plymouth.
There goes another Plymouth.
And chances are it's another Plymouth Fury Silver Special. Your Plymouth dealer sold so many Plymouth Fury Silver Specials in these past few weeks, he's going all out to make a great deal even better. He's having a Plymouth Fury Silver Special success sale.
There goes another Plymouth.
And offering the same special car at a special price in five beautiful colors, silver, white, or three shades of blue. Same big package of extras as standard equipment. White walls, deluxe upper door molding, special wheel covers, blue all vinyl interior, all part of the deal. Plymouth Fury Silver Special Success Sale. Don't miss it at your Plymouth dealers now.
Plymouth,
a great car by Chrysler Corporation.
At the Monitor Sports Desk, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Henry. Let's tee off with golf. So it says here. The U.S. Open. Arnie Palmer out in front after the third round. The man who failed to survive the cut last year shot a par 70. Good for a 54-hole total of 207. Three strokes back, Billy Casper, who started the day tied with Palmer. Jack Nicklaus at 211. Phil Rogers and Dave Marr, 213. Reeves, McBee, 214. At 215, Tony Lima, Bob Golby, and Al Mingert. At 217, Mason Rudolph and Bobby Nichols. Walter Berkamo at 218. Doug Sanders at 219. And defending champion Gary Player at 224. Baseball, National League, Cincinnati 5, New York Mets 4. Jim Maloney beat Jack Hamilton. Home runs for Cincinnati, Darren Johnson. For New York, Johnny Lewis. Houston 13, Chicago Cubs 5. Dave Justy bested Fergie Jenkins. Home runs for the Astros, Rusty Staub and Johnny Bateman. Ran Santo hit 2 for the Cubs. Pittsburgh's Atlanta tonight, Philadelphia at St. Louis, San Francisco at Los Angeles tonight, with Ray Sadecki scheduled to go against Sandy Koufax. American League, Baltimore 16, Boston 6. Jim Palmer the winner, Bob Sadowski the losing pitcher. 5 home runs by the Orioles, Frank and Brooks Robinson, Boog Powell, Dave Johnson, Kirk Bleffery. Frank Robinson's was number 18. He's the league leader. Cleveland 7, Washington 2. Sonny Siebert beat Phil Ortega. Indian home runs, Leon Wagner, Pedro Gonzalez, Fred Whitfield, and Buddy Booker. Doug Camilli homered for Washington. Minnesota 9, Chicago White Sox 8. Dave Boswell, the winning pitcher, beating Jack LeMabe. Jimmy Hall hit 2 home runs for the Twins. Don Mincher also homered for Minnesota, while Don Buford connected for the White Sox. Detroit 4, New York Yankees 3. Bill Mon Bouquet, the winning pitcher, in relief. Pedro Ramos, the loser, in relief. Roger Maris and Tom Tresh homering for the Yankees. Tonight, California at Kansas City. Crew racing. Wisconsin captured the IRA regatta at Syracuse. Navy second, Princeton third, Brown fourth, and favored Washington 11th. The JC race went to Dartmouth. The freshman race to Penn. On the turf, Moon Trip, a 30-1 shot ridden by Larry Adams, Lead Flag, and Knightley Manor across the finish line in the $50,000 added Bowling Green handicap at Aqueduct. Time for a mile and 5/8. A track record, 2:38 and 4/5. Delaware Park, it was Buck Passer home first in the Leonard Richard Stakes. Buffalo and Deckhand, the place in show horses. Track and field, UCLA captured the NCAA championship with 81 points. Runner-up Brigham Young, 33. Randy Matson of Texas A&M and Jerry Lindgren of Washington State were double winners. Matson, who won the shot put yesterday, took the discus this afternoon with a meet record, 197 feet even. Lindgren added a 3-mile title to his 6-mile crown in a record 13:33.7. Automobile racing. In the 24-hour Grand Prix of Endurance at Le Mans, a Ford driven by Ken Miles and Dennis Hume is the leader after 7 hours. The race marred by a 2-car crash involving French drivers, neither hurt. However, the accident touched off a fire in a forest adjacent to the track, burned about 45 minutes before being brought under control. Tennis. An injured ankle forced Australian Tony Roche to withdraw from the finals of the London Championships. The title went to his compatriot Roy Emerson for the fourth year in a row. The injury also has forced a break in tradition at Wimbledon, which begins on Monday. Wimbledon officials postponed Roche's opening day match by 24 hours. Football. Halfback Paul Hornung signed his 9th Green Bay Packer contract, putting an end to rumors that he had come to terms with an American Football League club for 1967. Pro football contracts carry a 1-year option clause. A lot of sports this Saturday. We hope you enjoyed it. That's the late sports news, Henry.
Thank you, Mel. I didn't care for the Mets score, and I didn't care for the Red Sox score, but thanks anyway. Monitor brings you complete coverage of the sports scene throughout the weekend. Now then, the other morning, a fellow I know was awakened by cries for help and loud barking. Seems his German shepherd, thinking a prowler was on the premises, had inadvertently dumped the garbage man. As a result, the garbage man collected most of the garbage on himself, and he was so upset he threatened to drag all the messy details into court. My friend's hopeful that if the garbage matter ever comes up in a courtroom, the judge will quickly throw it out. But if he actually does get hit with a garbage suit, he'll be completely covered by his State Farm homeowner's policy. It's not supposed to get laughs. I'm trying to sell insurance, Mel.
Don't buy some.
This is legitimate, though.
I know.
This State Farm homeowner's policy is a low-cost package of protection from State Farm Fire and Casualty. Not only covers the home and belongings, but provides liability protection, too. Say, shouldn't you be protected by the State Farm Fire and Casualty Company, the top company in the sale of homeowner's policies? After all, even the most innocent-looking things around your property can get you into trouble. Even your garbage can. From the current music department, the latest by Patti Page.
In this day and age, people think things have changed. Birds are singing, children play. Something no one can change. In this day and age, what makes life look so strange? Like this with us, all around us, something no one can change. Don't flowers still grow and rivers still flow? We're here now to stay. We've come a long way. Something no one can change. Don't flowers still grow and rivers still flow? We're here now to stay. We've come a long way.
On stage with Tony Bennett, a minute or so away on the monitor beacon.
Finish this last line to this limerick. There's a young lady you know who has her own radio show. Of flower-lined walks and houses she talks, da-da-da-da-da-da-do. You write your last line on a postcard along with your name, address, and zip code and send it to Ruth Alampi, 10th Anniversary, Box 660, New York, 10019. Entries must be received no later than June 27th. You may be the winner of $1,000 in interior decorating service and merchandise from Castro Convertible. Over 400 elegant styles to choose from that will give your home greater beauty and comfort. Or $1,000 worth of landscaping especially designed for your home, including the finest plant material and expert workmanship from Ant and Wren Nurseries at Huntington Station, Long Island. Or one of 98 subscriptions to American Home Magazine, the American Homemakers Magazine with articles on homes, maintenance, and decorating. Be sure to tell which prize you want on the postcard, decorating or landscaping. WNBC AM and FM, New York.
We're back, and it's Monitor on stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls around the world. This is from a Carnegie Hall performance by our second best male singer, Tony Bennett.
Lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray and ballyhoo, lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of a subway train, the rattle of a taxi, the daffodils who entertain, the Angelos and Maxis, hush-a-bye, I'll buy you this and that, you'll hear a daddy saying, Baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway. Band begins to go to town and everything gets hazy. You rock by your baby round to Wellington on Basie. Hush, I'll buy you this and that. You'll hear that it's there. Baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. Good night, baby. Good night. The milkman's on his way. Sleep tight.
Monitor on stage with Tony Bennett. Next, the mobile travel guide of the air, brought to you by mobile dealers who want you to drive carefully because they want you to live. A rodeo in Mesquite, Texas, right after this message. Listen. Do you have trouble finding a decent place to eat when you're traveling? If you're like me, you probably drive until you're hungry enough to swipe the kids' cookies. Then it's frantic time. And when you spot a place that doesn't look too bad, you go up and you take a peek in the window. And usually what you see is somebody inside glaring back out at you like you're going to steal his food or something. And you get so embarrassed, you go in. And once you're inside, you usually stay in because you haven't got the nerve to turn around and run out, which is what you really feel like doing. Well, my suggestion to you is that you stop at a mobile station and get yourself a set of mobile travel guides. The mobile travel guides list over 21,000 restaurants, motels, hotels, and resorts all over the country. Each one has been inspected, approved, and rated by a team of brave travel guide inspectors, so you know just what to expect when you get there. And you can stop that peeking in windows. The bullfights back in... The bull fights back in Texas. Meaning, instead of people throwing the bull, it's just the reverse out there. Here's the story.
Hello, Monitor. This is David Garcia from Dallas. Currently in Mesquite, Texas, a suburb of Dallas, where every Saturday night, from mid-April through the mid-September months, it's the Mesquite Championship Rodeo. With me tonight, serving as our Monitor tour guide, is Larry Mahan, currently the title holder of World Champion Bull Rider. Larry, what's the first event on the card tonight?
Well, the first event tonight is the Brahma bull riding. It's usually the bareback riding, but due to the large amount of bull riders at this rodeo, they'll start and finish with bull riding.
Let's move down to the pens and see what it sounds like. Larry, what kind of bull is this?
Well, this is a crossbred bull. Looks like he might have a little Brahma. And
here he goes.
Looks like that cowboy is the first cowboy to make the whistle tonight. I hear he marked 44 points for that ride.
How long does one have to stay on one of these bulls?
Well, you have to ride the bulls for 8 seconds. Seems like a long time after you nod your head.
Well, Larry, this bull riding seems a little bit too dangerous for me. Do you have anything at all that's a little more safe?
Yes, Dave. The next event is the cowboy's calf roping. The cowboy rides a horse, goes out, ropes a calf, gets off the horse, and ties three legs of the calf together with about a 6-foot length of string called the pigging string.
Larry, let's move down close to the pens, and would you tell me what happens after the calf leaves the chute? Here he goes. Larry, what's happening?
Well, the calf run out of the chute. The cowboy run up behind the calf on his horse and roped him around the neck. He's having a little trouble getting the calf on the ground now. Big Brahma calf's fighting quite a bit here. Now he's got him on the ground. The cowboy fell down. Now he's got the pigging string on the front leg. He's gathering up the two hind legs and making two wraps and a half hitch. And that was the time.
Now, what would be considered a good time in this event?
Well, on these kind of calves here, they're big Brahma crossbred calves, 12 seconds, 12, 13 seconds. At some rodeos, they rope calves as fast as 10 and 11 seconds.
Well, Larry, there's a lot to this rodeo business, so much, in fact, that we don't have time to cover everything. What are some of the things we've missed tonight?
Well, we missed the cowboy saddle bronc riding, the girls' barrel race, and the steer wrestling.
And, of course, all of these add to the excitement of the rodeo. And, of course, the Mesquite Riding Club, which had this beautiful performance more or less at halftime, if you can call it that, to give the cowboys a breather. Larry, you come to the Mesquite Rodeo quite often. How do you find the people here?
They're among the friendliest people in the country. I travel all over, and I think they're real good people.
Well, as we say in Texas, y'all come out to the rodeo in Mesquite. This is David Garcia from Dallas, Texas at the Mesquite Rodeo for your Mobile Travel Guide of the Air.
The Mobile Travel Guide of the Air was brought to you by the Mobile Travel Guides, which list and rate over 21,000 motels, hotels, resorts, and restaurants across the country. If you don't already have a copy of the Mobile Travel Guide, you can buy one at most mobile stations. And while you're there, we hope you'll try a tank of mobile gas and other mobile products. And when you drive away, we hope you'll have a good time and enjoy your trip. But most of all, the people at Mobile hope you'll remember to drive carefully. Because most of all, they want you to live. Tomorrow afternoon on Monitor, a visit to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
How would you like to live like a king? Then go to any bank that sells Bank of America Traveler's Checks. Enter the Castle in Spain sweepstakes. 316 exciting prizes. The grand prize is 2 weeks in a Spanish castle, including meals, a castle staff, and use of a car. Plus, first-class airfare for two and $1,000 in Bank of America traveler's checks. Money only you can spend. Get details, rules, and free entry blanks at any bank where Bank of America traveler's checks are sold. No purchase is required to enter, although every purchase is an automatic entry. Bank of America's Castle in Spain sweepstakes ends October 15th. Enter now.
Void where prohibited by law. Afrikaan Beat by Bert Kempfert. It's been said that gambling is a sure way of getting nothing for something. And there's a new book about compulsive gamblers. The title, It Only Hurts a Minute, and the author's Don Mankiewicz. This coming Monday on NBC Radio's Emphasis, Barbara Walters will review the book. Thought you'd want to make a note of that, if the subject is as fascinating to you as it is to many people. Emphasis, of course, deals with a number of interesting topics throughout the week. A good way for you to keep informed. Speaking of which, NBC Monitor News is coming up on the hour.
This is Mel Allen. I'll be with you each weekend with Monitor Sports on NBC Radio.